San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, November 13, 2022. Today's lesson is Roots and Wings with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome home to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. And our theme for November is home. Where we are always at home. Where we know that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows with all creation, which flows through all creation. We call this God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being.
And that's how we anchor ourselves in this truth, knowing that there is only one, and it is all of us. It is all good. So today's talk is roots and wings, but step back a moment and think home. What is home? Home. Well, like finances, it doesn't have any nice, definitive, six-word definition. It's a very fluid term. Home can be where you're from. It can be where you live. It can be where your heart is. It can be any way you lay your hat or lay your head. But mostly, home is a feeling. It is a place sometimes, or an environment where you can be your most authentic self and where you are your most authentic self. Sometimes, where we are able to feel completely, quote unquote, at home is not in the home of our origin, is not in the house we grew up in. It may not even be with our blood relatives. It might be with a special community. It might be with dear, close friends that we have made. But home is definitely a feeling. I'm excited about this topic, Roots and Wings, this title for our talk. And one of the fun things about doing it was I go into the music and I start listening to songs. Do you know how many different ways Roots and Wings is sung? And there's actually different lyrics. And one that I really liked when I was looking was Miranda Lambert. But with all of the different instruments and all the arrangement going on, you could not hear her words very clearly. So I had to watch the lyrics through the song, and I thought, well, that won't do. So as you can see, we had Anne Murray singing Roots and Wings for us this morning. Very clear. Beautiful song, beautiful voice, beautiful person. So you have an icon on your program this morning, and it is an image of a tree exposing the roots, and on the top half of the tree, half of its leaves and half of it is birds flying. And what it says is wings to show you what you can become, roots to remind you where you're from. When we think about roots in this context of home, we can think about the foundation upon which we grew What was our basic foundation? When certain plants grow, they have a taproot, and from that taproot, a network of roots branch out from it. And with trees, we have learned that the network of roots goes as deep as the tree is tall and as wide as its branches are. And they are there, all this root network is there to draw nutrients and to disperse those nutrients, those things that support the tree that are necessary for that tree to accommodate its height and its center of gravity. Think about it. If you had this gigantic tree with one taproot only and a big wind came over, the center of gravity is way up high, so the tree can be knocked over. But when ground level is your center of gravity, things don't fall over that easily. Most of the trees that fall over in storms have had root damage to begin with, or they don't have really deep roots yet, and the ground has been saturated, so the roots don't have anything to cling to. Think about bathing a baby in the kitchen sink. You know, that's how we used to do it when I was young. You have a towel in there, in the sink, because when you put the baby soap on, everything gets slippery. Baby skin is slippery. And so you have the towel there to keep the baby from just going shroop right down in the sink. Roots need something like that towel. Otherwise, they just go shroop right out of the dirt and knock the tree over. Our roots, just like the roots of the tree, are our strength. They are our foundation. Our wings. Thinking about wings, you know what birds do when they want their baby birds to fly, the fledglings to fly? They nudge them out of the nest. It's like, go on, go on. I've fed you, you've got your feathers, get on out. Now, that doesn't mean that parent birds don't love their baby birds. But the way I look at it is the adult birds, the parent birds, realize that you can't raise four birds in a nest that was only meant to hold four eggs. And therefore, it is incumbent upon the parents to prepare the baby birds to fly. And a lot of them do, they just fly. But for that little one that wants to stay in the nest and gets bigger and bigger and bigger, they nudge them out. And the baby birds fly. There's a term, it's called empty nest. It usually applies to when parents have their house, they've raised their children, all the children have gone out and formed lives of their own, they have homes of their own, and the parents have no children left at home. And it's called an empty nest. Now, does that mean that the love is not still there? No. No, the fact that we call it an empty nest means that the nest is still there. The foundation is still there. The love is still there. And the children and their children and their children's children are welcome to come and visit and partake of that love and those memories that they had in the place growing up. One of the things that Roots and Wings are all about is how we raise our children. It's important that we teach our children or our students, say in this environment, how to think, not what to think. In order for people to move on, to leave their nest, to have a strong foundation and learn to fly, they need to know how to look at things, how to analyze things. They need critical thinking skills. They need analytical skills. They need to be taught to question everything. Question everything. Why should we? Somebody might say, well, you're trying to raise rabble rousers, trying to get people to question everything, go against authority. Well, yeah, actually, I am. Because an authority figure, in the broadest sense, has that authority bestowed upon him. Somebody else gave the authority figure a certain amount of power. And so we can understand that if that person can be given the power can be taken away. If we are told to blindly follow along with people who have been given a certain amount of authority, that does not serve us. We can respect the position of whoever, say, the teacher, the doctor, the school, the local cop, the mayor, whatever, somebody who has been given authority. We can respect the position, but we can also question everything about it. Why does that position even exist? Why does that person have authority and who gave it to them? Are they using their authority well or are they abusing it? Are they telling me the truth or are they not? I mean, I could stand right here and I could say, oh, by the way, the street outside the window just turned green. Well, unless we already know that there's a truck coming down painting the street, no. And if there was a truck coming down painting the street, it would have been, wow, guys, look, not say, hey, by the way, the street is green. Question everything. Whenever you are around other people, understand that everyone has their own inside framework of roots. They have their own taproot. They have their own network of roots. And if they aren't flying, then perhaps someone didn't give them the loving stability of knowing that you can fly and still come home. Home to that inner dwelling, that inner knowing. Dennis Waitley is, everybody know Dennis Waitley? Okay. He was a motivational speaker and has been for over 40 years. Interestingly enough, when I was in my early 20s, in fact, I might have only been 23, I got a job with a guy who did two things. He put on motivational speaker venues and he taught speed reading. My sister Kathy and I both, well, she was working with him And then she told me about it. And I said, well, I don't want to go sell tickets and tell people to come get motivated. I'll do the speed reading. So I went and I learned how to speed read. And it was so amazing that I then became a teacher teaching speed reading, because it's very simple. It's just a few skills and understanding how the mind works and how the eyes work. My sister was involved in working with the motivational speakers, setting up the events, all kinds of things. So she became good friends with people like Zig Ziglar and Dennis Waitley and several others. When I look back on it now, I realize that a lot of that self-help and motivational speaking and stuff ties in with science of mind very closely. The difference is, here at the center and in all centers and events, we tie that into our divine source. We say, yes, you can do all these things. Yes, these are all good things. However, you need to understand the source of the power within that. And those are our spiritual roots, our divine roots. Not just the ones we learned growing up, but the ones we understand from our inner knowing. This is a poem that Dennis Waitley wrote called Roots and Wings. And it's a beautiful piece. And it gives some good advice as to how to raise children effectively. However, it's written from the perspective of a child. Here it goes. If I had two wishes, I know what they would be. I'd wish for roots to cling to and wings to set me free. Roots of inner values like rings within a tree, and wings of independence to seek my destiny. Roots to hold forever, to keep me safe and strong, to let me know you love me when I've done nothing wrong, when I've done something wrong. To show me by example and help me learn to choose, to take those actions every day to win instead of lose. Just be there when I need you to tell me it's all right, to face my fear of falling when I test my wings in flight. Don't make my life too easy. It's better if I try and fail and get back up myself so I can learn to fly. If I had two wishes and two were all I had, and they could just be granted by my mom and dad, I wouldn't ask for money or any store-bought things. The greatest gifts I'd ask for are simply roots and wings. What a powerful, powerful poem. We need to give our children roots. We need to give them the freedom to expand, to go where they want to go. One thing that we need to remember is that thoughts, what we think about, where our dreams are, thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. Our thoughts are causing things to be made manifest. Now, not everyone has the same experience growing up. We know that. Or becoming a self-sufficient adult. However, we all have a root system more powerful than our childhood. Ernest Holmes, on page 164, paragraph 1 in the Science of Mind textbook, writes, "Man's life is rooted in the universal and eternal, which life is none other than the life of God. So with divine roots, is it any wonder that we also have wings? Divine wings, angels flapping. Polish my halo. On page 121, paragraph 3, Ernest writes, each individual is a unique variation of in the universe. No two people are alike, and yet all people are rooted in that which is identical. And that was one of our quotes for this morning. Ernest continues with, we recognize then in man's self-knowing mind, his unity with the whole. For while a drop of water is not the ocean, yet it does contain within itself all attributes of the limitless deep. Man's self-knowing mind is the instrument which perceives reality and cognizes or realizes truth. All illumination, inspiration, and realization must come through the self-knowing mind in order to manifest in man. Our wings. Vision, intuition, and revelation proclaim themselves through man's self-knowing mind. And the saints and sages, the saviors and Christ, the prophets and seers, the wise and learned have all consciously perceived and proclaimed this fact. Every evidence of human experience, all acts of kindness and mercy, have interpreted themselves through man's self-knowing mind. All that we consciously know, say, or think, feel, or believe, hope, or long for, fear, or doubt, is some reaction of the self-knowing mind. Subjective memories we have and unexpressed emotions we feel, but to the self-knowing mind alone comes realization. Our thoughts are the cause of things. Ray Bradbury said, jump and you will find out how to unfold your wings as you fall. A little scary. But it's true. And Salvador Dali said, intelligence without ambition is a bird without wings. And we know that Salvador Dali had a unique perspective on things. His artwork is amazing. Some of it is just beyond belief beautiful. Some of it gives people who don't have open minds migraines because they are looking at it going, what? A dripping clock? What? And yet, those are the wings of his talent. Think about, I talked a few minutes ago about a person of authority. Question everything. I'm sure that those who were teaching Salvador Dali to paint were questioning his sanity while he was questioning their lack of creativity. So question everything. You never know. You may be the next Salvador Dali. Roots and wings, and our divine roots, who we are. Mallory Kretzmann is a divine science minister, and Mallory wrote, Let us not get swept away by all the issues in the world. Let us rather take time to realize that every moment that we stop in awareness of truth, we are experiencing a sacred moment. It can be the truth behind the creation in nature, or the divine smiling through the eyes of a child. It can be acknowledging the invisible power of the wind, and it can be gazing at a star-filled night. What are we seeing each day? Are we even seeing the beautiful sunrises or sunsets, the clouds, and looking at the intricacies of color and design in a flower? These are the things that should be stirring in us. Yet so often we overlook them and we miss valuable opportunities. Opportunities to fly. Opportunities to stretch our wings. Opportunities to explore. She goes on to say, "We are experiencing appearances of all kinds in the world today. And it is up to us to restore peace and harmony, not by appealing to God or trying to use God to change negative conditions." She says, God has nothing to do with what's going on. She's absolutely right. God has nothing to do with what's going on. During the World War, somebody asked Ernest Holmes, "How can God let this happen? How can God allow the war to continue?" And you know what Ernest Holmes said? God didn't start the war, man did. Man started it, man needs to stop it. Mallory writes, "When we accept God as the only power, then our focus is automatically on truth, and the discords on earth diminish. Let us not overlook the sacred in everyday life. The sacred is always present." And our annual theme for 2022 has been living everyday wonder. Every day is filled with wonders and sacred moments. This room right now is filled with wonders. And this is a sacred moment. Words are the wings that we fly with. I'm going to share with you something else from Ernest Holmes. Now, Ernest Holmes, by the way, is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of many, 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 many books, including Science of Mind, which we look at as our textbook. On pages 414 and 415, Ernest Holmes writes, "Thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. They have no independent existence, since there can be nothing external to some comprehending mind. Our work is done in mind alone, and our entire equipment is thought and a knowledge of the power which it utilizes. This power is superior to the intellect in its creativeness." Well, duh. The intellect, logic, we use one part of our brain for that. We use another part of our brain for creativity. It's amazing how powerful our thoughts are and how our brains help to manage our bodies and our experiences. Somebody once said, "You think that your eyes see, but they don't. Your brain sees using your eyes." Ernest Holmes also wrote, "No good can come to us unless it make its advent through the center of God consciousness, which we are. The hope of destiny is latent in the slumbering thought, and genius lies buried until the attention is winged with love and reason. To help those in need is indeed a great privilege, but the blind cannot lead the blind. We must awake to the realization that a divine partnership has already been formed between the seen and the invisible. A divine partnership has already been formed. That is our foundation. That is the power of our words as we express our dreams. God's word is creation, and God's word is within us. We carry forward God's creation. We, everything that we do, we're carrying forward the creation. Let your words be the wings you fly with. Reverend Dr. Sylvia Erickson from Australia said, God spoke the word and the universe and everything in it came into manifestation. God was pleased with the wholeness of creation and pronounced it very good. God's word is evidence of God's power eternally revealing more of God in God's own creation. Got that? God creates his creation, and the power of God is in the creation, and the creation is part of the power of God. Whew. By consciously recognizing this self-revelation of God, we are also carrying forward all of creation by our every thought and word. What an awesome responsibility this is. The Word of God is indwelling in mankind, so our every spoken word has great power. We have within us all the creative power needed to build a better world. So let's build it with our positive words. Let your words be the wings you fly with. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Well, yeah. Sure, Isaiah, yeah, you got it. You knew it before we did, but now we get to read and see that it is. Our words cannot come back to us void because they're the power of God within them. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11, it says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. There is power, there is abundance, there is life, there is creativity, there is creation in the words that we speak. All of them. These are our spiritual roots. These are our spiritual wings. Everything we think of is adding to the creation. And you can do it. You are doing it. There's a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it because you are a part of it. So, you're rooted. We are all unique, and yet we are rooted in something that's identical. But our dreams are what define our individuality. And our dreams have the power to give us wings. and allow us to fly. So thank you for your time, for your attention. Namaste.